Be still and know. Some men seem to think that to be successful in business, one must be boorish, hard-boiled, and prepared to stage a brawl when he runs against an opponent in his way. In order to hold one's own in business, they think, one must put on a forbidding front and have at his command a fund of harsh words and ominous gestures. They consider business a cold, hard, matter-of-fact thing to which only a temper of severity is suited. As for being gentle, that sort of thing, in their opinion, is too weak and passive for the stern and aggressive battle of business. Columnist John R. Gunn writes, "If you think that, Mr. Businessman, you are wrong. Gentleness is not weakness. It is power and poise. And power and poise in business count for a great deal indeed. Successful business is, of course, impossible without a certain degree of firmness. But to be firm, one does not need to be brutal or rude. One does not need to employ oaths and violent gestures to impress his firmness. By swearing and fuming and shaking his fist and pounding on his desk, the businessman gives the impression of weakness rather than strength. Truly, such conduct reveals an inferiority complex, for it is a fact that the man with an inferiority complex tries to make himself feel superior by talking and acting big, by making a show of strength. On the other hand, a gentle manner and soft speech are indicative of strength and confidence. In business, as everywhere else, gentleness, not violence, secures the most commanding influence and the greatest advantage. Try it and see." Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Titus. "Put them in mind, to be no brawlers, but gentle."